Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today, versus back in the day.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome to the weekend. Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my voice is gone from this whole week of being, like, excited.
I know, because it's your birthday. It's been your birthday week.
Thanks, everyone.
We got to tell the amazing, or you did, the amazing Eddie Vedder story of you and him on the plane.
Oh, and it's going viral now on TikTok, which it should. Eddie, if you're listening to the podcast, I love you, brother. Remember when we were doing impressions?
He's not here. No, he's not listening. he's not. But
kind of busy guy.
Yeah, follow our TikTok if you want to see it. It's at Brooke and Jeffrey.
It's an epic story.
It really is an epic story. My husband actually didn't even believe it. He goes,
no, but
shut
you
up.
Saw the picture.
Yeah. And he goes, did you really see the picture? Because I think you made it up. And I'm like, I swear, I was so excited. Jose showed me the picture, verified. All right, let's get to the game.
Okay.
Well, where we pit the generations against each other today, I'm going to be asked questions by our one and only Gen Zer Alexis.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who doesn't know who Eddie Vedder is? Because I'm Gen Z.
Can you name one Pearl Jam song?
No.
No. Okay.
I looked him up after we did the break, but I still didn't recognize anything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Good for you.
Thank you, Ashton.
At least he wouldn't have known anyway. Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Ashton's always my hope in the music and movie world because he's Gen Z and he knows this stuff.
Yeah,
but,
Ashton, you know Eddie Vedder.
Eddie who? Yeah, I know Eddie Vedder. Yeah, of course. Come on.
I barely knew who he was either, honestly.
All right, okay. Let's get to the first question, Alexis.
We will talk about something I'm very familiar with.
All right.
Fruit roll-ups.
Oh, so fire.
The best snack. And I mean...
And made with real fruit juice, by the
way. Of course.
Way.
I don't know why I did not expect that.
And you remember, like, it was honestly not that long ago that the scoop of ice cream trend was big on TikTok. Fruit roll-ups. We never did it. And people were putting a scoop of ice cream in them and eating.
It's hard, remember, immediately, Brooke, and it's crunchy through
the
fruit.
We literally talked about it on the show.
Oh,
why do you look confused?
Remember?
No, you'll remember.
You know. I remember.
Okay.
Anyways.
It was the trend to basically freeze your fruit roll-up with the ice cream.
Yeah, it was a way to have it. I actually never tried it, though.
Okay.
It looks so satisfying.
Anyways, though, me and my friends were talking about this, okay? And it reminded us of a back in the day for us when we were little kids, early 2000s, eating fruit roll-ups, okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And back then, they did a different kind of
trend
for them, okay?
Okay.
They added like a little bonus surprise to their fruit roll-ups to excite kids. And I just need you to tell me what it was.
Bonus to the fruit roll-up.
I think I remember
I always wonder if it's like a candy mashup, you know, like, because let's be honest, the fruit roll-ups we're talking about are not the 100% real organic fruit.
No, they say real fruit juice, but fruit juice is all sugar and fake stuff. So they get a loophole. It sounds real,
well,
but it's not
real. Think it's, you know, 1%, and then they can claim that or something like that. Like right now, I'm buying these fruit roll-ups. roll up things for my kids because they're like organic and real, you know, they only have like three ingredients. They are so freaking expensive. They're like $9 a box and you get like six of them.
Dang,
and then my husband gets into them and I'm like, no, no, you don't get to eat those.
You just ate $50 worth of gummies.
So when I dog sat and I went through three boxes, you noticed?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. What are those things called? Like Bear Facts or something. Anyway, so I actually think I know what you're talking about. I don't think it's curious. A candy mashup. Mm-hmm. I think it's the time when they would put like the tattoos on the fruit roll-up.
You could push them up against your body.
Yeah, or on your tongue. So I'm going tattoos, Alexis, on the fruit roll-up.
All right, Brooke, good job.
Yeah.
It was the tongue tattoos.
Yeah.
And I'll play you a little clip. They're commercial.
New tongue tattoos, only from fruit roll-ups. Just peel them, press them on, and reveal them.
That's all.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like those were from the 90s, though, too?
Maybe I don't know. I
feel like I had them, too.
I wonder.
When I searched it, it said early 2000s, but like who knows? And it says they brought them back in 2019. So, and the 2019 one was a unicorn tattoo specifically.
Ooh,
they brought back.
Wow. That's smart.
Anyway, so good job.
You and your friend using them at music festivals.
I would low-key still be excited about these.
Just swinging fruit roll-ups at a rave?
If you were drunk and someone offered you one, that'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Instantly eating it.
So anyways.
Okay. All right, I got a point on the board.
Nice job.
Yay.
All right, next one. We've got to talk about the movie that has stayed forever relevant, Shrek.
Okay, yes.
Huh? What are you doing in my swamp?
It's such a great film.
So good. Like, through all generations, honestly.
For sure.
I'm fighting the urge to do an impression. Go
don't
ahead.
Do it.
Please,
don't
please,
do
please,
it.
Go, go.
And, you know, they're actually talking about making a fifth one, apparently. It's
okay.
Like,
I saw that, too.
With the same cast? Or do you know?
I actually don't know.
I think Myers is voicing Shrek, that's all I care. Yeah. Oh, and Donkey.
And Eddie Murphy is Donkey,
Eddie
right?
Yeah, Eddie is Donkey, yeah.
I think he agreed that he would come back.
And Cameron Diaz as Fiona.
Yeah, well, they should all agree. I think they make $100 million every movie.
It's all over TikTok. Like, the people do bachelorette parties that are Shrek.
Yeah.
It's
like,
amazing.
Theme parties, the Crocs, everything.
Yeah. Okay, so awesome. What's our Shrek Shrek? Well, that's hard to say. Shrek question.
What's our Shrek question?
It should be easy.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like you've seen it a lot of times, but I never hear you talk about it, so I wasn't sure.
I usually just put it on for my kids in the back of the car and make them put headphones on.
So then maybe you do or don't know this.
I haven't actually seen it in a while.
Okay, very famous line from it, though. Okay, that's why I told Jose he's not allowed to do too many impressions, because I was like, hey, you might accidentally do the impression. What I need her to say. I just need you to tell me, what food does Shrek compare himself to?
Okay.
I totally would have done this. I'm so happy.
I can picture it, but I feel like it's something stinky. I know that, okay?
Okay.
And it's something that I would probably have for lunch. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a lot of
it's pungent.
Food options.
Durian fruit from Asia. The world's smelliest fruit.
You know, garlic, but I think that's too delicious.
Garlic is smelly as heck, though.
Yeah.
Too delicious.
I mean, garlic
just
breath
garlic.
Is awful. Like, she's like, oh,
I love
good.
It. I love garlic.
I'm biting it at her desk.
You know, microwave broccoli should be
like
high
farts,
on the list.
Brooke.
Yeah, I've noticed someone in our office keeps eating that for lunch besides you.
I know.
It
well, Brooke
so
sets
bad.
The standard, so people go, well, if this lady's microwaving oysters, I can
go
put broccoli.
Do you know what it is? They think that I'm just going to be the one that gets blamed no matter what.
Which is also
so they're
true.
Like, well, Brooke's going to take the fall. But I think, if I'm remembering right, I think it's raw onions.
Okay, I'm going to play you the clip.
Okay.
We'll see.
Ogres are like onions.
Yay!
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
No. Layers. Onions have layers.
That is such a good clip.
That's why.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Oh, man, I love that.
I can watch it again right now.
Me too.
It was also the easiest thing to find quotes from. Like, when I was Googling YouTube videos, everything possible
it's
from the movie
quotable.
Is, like, literally on there.
I can't believe that it's not more trending on TikTok. I don't see many Shrek.
Yeah, because it would resurge, right?
Like, maybe I'm just not in the Shrek algorithm.
You will be, though, after you just said that.
I have my phone in here. Yeah. It's not on or anything, but we know that it's hearing
all Shrek content from now on out for you.
Next year's Halloween costume.
Oh, Shrek.
Hey. Oh my gosh, I would love to be Donkey.
How
oh
do you God, do? You paint so your body funny. All green though?
Yeah, but
everybody
how, like
you
out of the
Fiona,
oh, just yeah.
Renner. There's so many side characters: the Gingerbread Man, Lord Farquaad,
so
the Fairy Godmother.
Write that down. Let's talk to the producers. That's a good idea. Put
on the song, the "I'm a Believer" song that they like dance to or whatever.
So
in
funny.
It.
Or
so,
Pinocchio.
Okay, wait. If people don't know, the show Halloween costume is a huge deal.
Yeah, we go all out.
Last year we did the Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
The year before that was Harry Potter, and then what was the first? Oh, Scooby Doo.
Yeah. I mean, we've done all
Dude,
of it.
Dude, Shrek would be good, but we'd have to really.
I mean, everybody
well.
Does it for how? Like, a lot of people do it. It's possible.
Yeah.
You know?
It's possible. It's popular. You know.
Who
it's,
would be okay. Shrek?
Brooke, well, we, just,
Shrek
we off. Just said he smells like onions, so Brooke,
yeah.
obviously.
It would be the funniest thing ever. I would be your donkey.
That would be
They're
great.
Both ogres. So.
yeah.
I right, could see people.
Right. Well, good job.
Thanks. That's
yeah.
fun.
All right. Last question. Is about Taylor Swift and her new album.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Swifties.
I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't know, but the Tortured Poets Department's out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody. And Taylor Swift does everything intentional in her albums. Very calculated, like poetic, you know?
Yep.
And so one of those things she does is called her Track 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which you may know about.
I do know about it. Yeah. Is that your question?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Tell me more. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I am so out of touch with Gen Z. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Should I shift the question to Jose and see if he knows?
Oh, you should.
Actually
That's
know.
A good idea.
I truly wasn't listening. I got a notification down here. So you're going to need to ask it all again.
Yeah.
Start from
all
scratch.
All right. That's fine. Switch it over to Jose.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Taylor
I'm
Swift.
Shut my computer.
When, on every album, her track 5 is considered a big deal. Okay.
Yes.
Her fifth song on every album.
To her.
And I need you to tell me what makes it so important.
Why is number
to Swifties.
5 important to her and
yep.
to Swifties?
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone knows that this is the track that kind of
most important to her
is the one that you need to listen to.
But why?
I've heard that she takes a lot of shots at people in this one, like actually calls out certain people. But this isn't about just this album. You said every album. So it has to be something in her life that happened when she was 5, or maybe it was her fifth.
Oh, that's interesting.
Her fifth boyfriend, or she realized.
You don't
that
think
she
it's
hated...
a diss track? Track 5 on every album, like you were just saying.
Or maybe it is. Maybe that's the underlying. Like,
I'm just going
to
tell you.
Track 5.
The Thank You, Amy isn't track 5. And that's her big one.
That's her big, like,
where she,
talking one.
Yeah, because in the song title, she capitalized K, I, and M.
For Kim.
Oh,
for Kim
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Drama.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. I'm sorry to sidetrack
no,
real quick.
No, I love talking about this. Let's
but
go.
But, like, seriously, that drama stems from 2016.
Yeah.
Do you realize that? I know.
I can feel
wild.
That. I hold on to everything,
Girl,
too. I'm
let's
still mad
move.
At you for some stuff.
She's going to pull it.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a song where you can put Brooke in all caps.
Yeah.
You're I'm so mad at you.
Yeah, you remember my first year. You know what you did.
I don't. Let's move forward.
So this is what I think, and just as a random guess, someone who doesn't know.
Okay.
Maybe when she was 5, that's when she learned to play guitar.
Oh.
And from here on out, number 5 is her musical tribute to her fans.
Okay. That's cute.
I really like it, but you're wrong. I'm sorry. It's her kind of her saddest song on every album.
Her most personal heartbreak
most
song.
Most emotional, vulnerable.
Oh, so it's like go to 5 to cry.
Yeah.
Cry with me.
Well, 5 to cry. That's a nice.
Yeah.
So this one's all about Joe Alwyn. And it's called, what is it called?
It's called So Long London. Here, I'll play you a little bit. You know what's actually so funny? I saw a Reddit quote and someone said, track 5 is the track that punches you in the face, calls you names, kicks you in the stomach, punctures your spleen with a kitchen knife, and leaves you bleeding to death.
Okay,
oh,
but if it got that to you, you would love that.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay. And now you know, Jose, you're a Swiftie now.
I'm a Swiftie.
Okay. Okay. There we go. I did
job,
so well
Brooke.
This week.
You really did.
Yeah, I'm
good
very
job.
Young.
It's
very
the haircut.
Young.
You got a new haircut.
I did.
Maybe you're feeling
I did. I'm feeling fresh.
That's
all right.
It.
That is Today Versus Back in the Day. We
Yay!
Love that you're here on the weekend.
Yes.
We've got a great show on Monday planned for you. Mm-hmm. Brand new stuff all next week. So be here with us. And hey, please share, follow, whatever you're supposed to do on whatever platform you're listening on.
Yes.
It's at Brooke and Jeffrey. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.